Talk about the inspiration behind the song Just Make It Happen, and you know, talk about how that song was created.
Well, this happened over the course of about 18 months. I put out a song called High Road a few years ago. Didn't have much plans last year for releasing music. I had lots of plans to, like, tour and get on the road and take the band out, do that. We did that. But while we were doing that, every Sunday, I met this man named Dave Rogers about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and we were collaborating songwriting. And nothing ever happens overnight. So he owns a lot of houses here in town. He's a businessman, but he's also a songwriter. And he knows me and my kids. Well, I'm a single dad. I've been a single dad for 3 years. He was telling me, you remind me a lot of myself. And we started to become friends. And I'm seeing you go through the life and some of the choices I made when I was having kids. And he has three kids, too. So we kind of had this bond. He told me, there's this house I think you and the kids should look at. And we went to look at it. I liked it. But my oldest son wasn't really ready to move yet. He was struggling with the after effects of post-pandemic antics and habits in the schools out in society. And he was starting to shelter and not know when to come out. And it was hard on him, as it was hard for everybody. But we came home one day and he just said, Dad, I love it here. I don't want to move. And I just said, we're not moving then. We're going to stay put. So I went and took the keys back to this house. I had a proposal out to Dave and I said, I'm not going to buy the house, Dave. My kids aren't ready to move. And Dave said to me, well, Nelson, that's your choice. But if you ever want to make big changes in life and you just need to overcome your obstacles, don't let anything tell you that you can't take a step in the direction that you want to and just make it happen, buddy. And he kind of slapped me on the shoulder. And when he said that, it kind of was, I guess that was the birth of the idea. He goes, hey, we should write a song called Just Make It Happen. And it was not a joke at first. It was just like advice. And over the next couple of weeks, that word kept coming up. And he's like, why don't we just go for a ride? Come with me for a ride up to Riding Mountain. Let's just talk about the song. Bring a book. We'll take some snacks. And that's what happened. We went for this ride. And all of a sudden, this idea developed. And he had me. He respected my choice not to move. Yet he was also saying, if you do this every time when you're making important decisions in your life, you're not going to take any major steps that you really desire. So I took his advice and started applying it to the song with him. And we ended up driving every Sunday for 18 months after that, because we were so excited to keep on this idea. We just incorporated some guidelines, which were, let's stay positive. Let's not use any negative words in this song. Let's speak to everybody, not just my situation. Let's make this so well-rounded and generic for everybody that no matter who you are or where you are in life, that the next step is possible. Whether you just want to find love, whether you want to make $1 million, or you just want to upgrade your home a little bit or get a different job, buy a new car, go on a trip, go on a vacation, you know, the whole diamond rings. And you know, just go get what you want and set aside all obstacles and, you know, excuses and just make concrete choices that you're gonna plunge to the next step. And that's how it all formed. It took about 2 years.
And you gave us the best Valentine's gift ever. What was the reaction when you got to perform the song for the first time live in front of a crowd?
Well, you know what? We did it 4 days later. We were so eager to play it for everyone. You're exactly right. We did it on Valentine's Day with this in mind, that in Canada, and probably I don't want to speak for the rest of the world, but here in Canada, I just feel, I know a lot of people, you know a lot of people, not everyone is successful with the relationships they're in. If they're married, I know a lot of people that are divorced. I know a lot of people that are dating and they've broken up. And we just figured that's a good day to put the song out, because we now feel that the percentage is probably equal or less that people actually probably want love. They would just never admit it. So including myself being a single dad, Dave's a single man. We just figured this would be a good song on Valentine's Day just to motivate you a little bit, to make you feel like dancing and let you know that you're the main attraction. You're the person we're talking to, not anything else. Go get it. Like, if you really want it, just go get it. But we were just eager to have our first show, and we did it over at the Royal George in Winnipeg. We got a camera team together. We shot a video of it because we wanted to capture what we were bottling for 2 years. We didn't script this music video. We let it happen as we needed to. And what we did was we took studio footage and a bit of a commuting footage. We rented a tour bus for the day just so the camera could get the shots that were needed in the video. But we didn't script any of it. We didn't have anyone follow. We just shot. I think it comes out March 25th. I think everyone's going to love it as much as the song is kind of natural and old rock and roll kind of sound. You know, we went with a 50s rock vibe there. But playing it in front of the crowd, we got what we wanted. We wanted to see people smiling. We wanted to see people dancing and just forget about the little problems they have for 3 minutes.
What's it going to look like for you when you're going to start touring again? Are we going to see you in the prairie lands of Alberta and Saskatchewan? Are we going to see you more in different provinces? What are your plans going forward in the future?
Yeah, I am definitely looking coast to coast touring now. It's time. It's taken me quite a few years to get some quality content up on the internet, which is probably now our number one portal for sharing music and marketing music. The posters and CDs and swag is almost seems like a thing of the past. We're looking for viewers, we're looking for fans. So I have now built a social media platform that's across the board. I'm trying to book out in BC a festival called Harvest, Barnside Harvest Festival. I'm in contact with a few venues in Edmonton and Calgary to do some shows out that way. We know some people involved with the Grey Eagle Casino. There's another place, Cook County Saloon. We're interested in there. Ranchmen. Getting involved in the festivals is one of our interests. So that's what I'm doing right now, is filling out all these applications, sending them out. We're staying independent. It's the way it's got to be for now. And yeah, we're getting out coast to coast.
For those that are wanting to pursue the country music scene, what advice, especially for up and coming, you know, indigenous country artists, what advice would you give to them?
Well, you can't give up. Maybe take every word in this song, this new song, and apply it to your mindset. Don't give up. Just stay positive. Stay focused on what your goal is. Accomplish that goal. Make a list. Check it off. You're going to need to record songs. You're going to need to write them if you don't have them written already. If you believe in yourself that you can write, then write a good song. Find a good producer. Make sure he's working with compatible musicians that are going to fit your style. You can't just pass the baton off to anybody, because they will take your sound and your heart and soul, and they'll make it their own. They don't intend to do it, but it happens. And stay close to your project. Then when the project is recorded and you feel strength with it, it's got to go online. Create an online presence, maintain it, and get out and do shows. You know, if you want to stay small, stay in your own province like I have. Now I have enough material. I feel like I can market the country. So you just have to stay on top of your goals. Make a checklist, check it off.